vehicle. He goes by the street name Wook and should be considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information on his whereabouts, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Prattville residents will no longer have to separate their recyclable items when taking out the trash. The new recycling program in effect now can include everything in the household garbage. However, the city does request that you continue separating all cardboard and paper products for curbside collection. The Black AIDS Institute met at the Capitol today to announce the rollout of a plan to end the HIV epidemic in America. The initiative is designed to transform the nature of HIV testing, treatment, and advocacy in Black communities across the U.S. and ultimately end HIV by those most impacted by it. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Across the island of Puerto Rico, tens of thousands of roofs are still covered by tarps nearly 2 years after Hurricane Maria swept through. They're now bracing for another storm. Tropical Storm Dorian may not be as powerful, but the hurricane watch is in effect.
The makers of OxyContin and its owners, the Sackler family, offering between $10 and $12 billion to settle more than 2,000 lawsuits linked to the opioid crisis.
Actress Lori Loughlin and fashion designer husband Massimo Giannulli back in a Boston courthouse, holding hands and presenting a united legal front.
Company executives are cashing in their stock as doubts about the longest bull market in American history grow.
More than a dozen of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers finally got their chance to speak out in front of a judge, demanding justice after Epstein's death.
Two famous female role models are being honored with their very own Barbie dolls. Rosa Parks and Sally Ride are the latest additions to Mattel's Barbie Inspiring Women series.
The hyphen, Webster's dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. The crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
272-9228, that's where we are. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Wow, what a pleasant surprise. We've got the candidate that won by a big amount in city council positions, Clay McGinnis. Clay, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys, and good afternoon.
And for full disclosure, Clay is my my councilman, and that was a very impressive victory for you, Clay.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, we've been working really hard as a team, and, you know, we've put in almost a year's worth of work and groundwork, and I've personally knocked on over 3,500 doors, and our team has touched on over 7,000 doors, and I just, you know, you meet so many people over a long stretch of time, and it's really humbling, and I'm very, very fortunate that people went out to the polls and voted for me. So thank you very much.
Well, you had a landslide victory with 62% of the game. You by far had the best, one of the best ground games out there. Living in McGee Estates and driving through and see the signs that were all over your district in rich, poor areas is very impressive.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we tried to really, you know, shorten some gaps. You know, and it really goes back to the origination of the campaign almost a year ago and the Better Together slogan. And a lot of people come up to me and say, well, what does Better Together mean? Well, it means different things to different people. And I feel like we're at a really pivotal point in the city, and we have a lot of opportunity, but we have to overcome some gaps and shrink those gaps so that we can, you know, whether those are generationally or racially or opportunity gaps, you know, they're just gaps that we can make smaller so that we can all grow together. And I'm really passionate about it. And it's about meeting people and, you know, sharing your vision and, you know, getting to know people and know their stories so that they can really get to know me and my Hartford city.
Let's talk about your heart for the city. Tell me, first of all, what were you hearing from your constituents and the people you were talking to? What were their biggest concerns?
You know, that's a really good question, and I kind of joked because, you know, I didn't know what I was getting into because this is the first time I've run for anything. The expectation for leaders in the city are pretty high, especially for a part-time job like a city council person. It ranged from, hey, when are you going to cut my grass, to, hey, what are you going to do about the mosquitoes, to, hey, when are you going to fix the education system? And so that's a pretty big spectrum of needs and expectations and wants, and I get those, and I hear those. And so there are certain things that we can do and can't do as a city council or a mayor, but what we are, it's our responsibility to be physically responsible, cut down crime, and really try to think of innovative ways to hedge, you know, crime and make sure that the public works and city services work for everybody's advantage.
What are you going to be doing differently than Arch Lee was doing? And Arch Lee was a very good friend of the show and a personal friend. And by the way, I've known Clay for a while. He's very involved in downtown Montgomery. So what are you going to be doing differently than what Arch was doing? And what are the things you can focus on?
Right. So, Arch has led the district, I think, very well. He's been a good leader, and he's a friend. And
well, if you look at the leadership that's come out of your district, it's all been top-notch.
You know, well, I appreciate that. It's a really high bar, and, you know, I think building off of what Arch did, but also doing it my own way, I've done a lot of research, and there's a city in Indiana called Hammond, Indiana, mm-hmm. and they have about 80,000 residents, and they've allocated only about $37,500 to really help, not subsidize isn't the word, but really scale Ring doorbell cameras across neighborhoods across that city, and crime rates have gone down. So each unit cost, Dan, of a police officer is $100,000. That's the ride, the car, the overhead, the insurance, the burden, and also all of the overhead associated with it. So if you think about each police officer, additional police officer we put on the street, that's $100,000. What if we allocated $100,000 to get 1,000 Ring doorbell cameras in neighborhood, and we can get ahead of crime? And we have an email address that, you know, people push that information to. So I think there are innovative solutions that we can really address that are easy wins. You know, why do we have to swing for the fences every single time when we can steal a base or shoot for a double or a single? And, you know, that's really what I want to bring to the table.
Tell the owners a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I grew up in Montgomery, born and raised, and I really do care about the city of Montgomery. I love Montgomery. I went to Auburn Business School, graduated with an entrepreneurship degree, and had several options on the table to move away. And I just felt drawn to the city of Montgomery because I feel like there's tremendous opportunity here, and I want to be a part of something where we can meet our opportunity so that we can reach our full potential. And so I started a few businesses here. One didn't go so well. Some did. And then I started getting involved in downtown leadership and ran the Downtown Business Association for almost 7 years and saw growth there. And I've just been involved in boards and civic activities. And I just really do care. There's a lot of great people here doing amazing things. And that story is not being told enough. I know we have a lot of challenges, but I want to be part of solutions.
Are you using the Ring doorbell concept? Are you going to take that money out of your money that you have for funding from the city? Are you going to take that? You going to raise money? Are you going to use a multiplier? How are you going to try to execute that?
Sure. So that's a good question. I think it's a mixed match approach. Each council person has $320,000 to quote unquote invest in infrastructure in their district. And so it could be a mixture of a part of that budget and then a part of the police department budget. I'm not for, you know, raising any taxes to find the money there. I think it can be found with some collaboration. Another thing that I want to do that came up a lot in the race, because District 7, it's the bullseye of the dartboard if you're looking at the map of Montgomery.
Right.
So it's extremely diverse. And if you actually zoom out and blow up District 7 on a bigger map, it's a complete microcosm of the city of Montgomery as far as east and west. And so with the robotic contract that the city has, you can analyze the conditions of the roads and prioritize the needs of the infrastructure in the entire district. And I'd kind of like to allocate funds within that $320,000 budget so that it's kind of blind, Dan, to bring transparency and honesty to some of the allocation, to take some of the politics out of it so that we really address the need, the biggest need, as much as possible. And so that's kind of one of the other ideas I had.
Your district was victim of that shooting that happened at Five Points and carried on over to Jubilee area. Did you hear much about that when you were running? What is your concept other than the Ring doorbell system to try to stop those type of things from happening, particularly when you have bad guys from another part of town coming into good guys out of town and doing those kind of crazy things?
Yeah, it really did come up a lot, and it's a tragedy, and it's actually a blessing that nobody got hurt or killed in that incident. And the sad reality, Dan, is that happens a lot in our city.
Yes.
We heard a lot about it because of where that activity took place. And so it's really a complex issue that we just have to figure out. And I really don't have a silver bullet to address all of that, hedge it. And so, you know, the only thing I can say to that is, you know, when something breaks down in the Toyota plant, they ask why 5 times to get to the root of the problem. And you unpack it from there. You know, why did that incident happen? Why did that incident happen? And you do that 5 times. And so we have to commit ourselves to finding long-term solutions at the root of these issues. Or these systematic things are going to keep cropping up. It's like having a heart condition and putting a Band-Aid on the finger. You may feel better, but it's not getting to the root of the problem.
Clay, you were talking about your downtown development. Are you still doing that?
No, I'm not. I actually, Jonathan Avant, who was doing an incredible job, took over as president last year. And I'm in commercial real estate here locally and serve on several boards. And, so this season of campaigning is over. Today I'm spending time with the family because they've seen less of dad and recently. So to be honest with you, I'm really trying to spend as much time with family as possible.
Clay, what's the best way for your constituents to interact with you?
I built a campaign app at voteclayapp.com, and I'm going to redo the app so that we can have some more fluid communication up and down the channel. But anybody can go to voteclayapp.com and save it on their home screen, especially if you live in District 7, and we'll have a calendar of events for District 7. We'll have all the homeowners associations tied to that. We'll have a form where if there's any issues that occur, so that it'll all go into a database so that we can track that activity, but it'll also be more fluid with that. And you can get my contact information off of that app as well.
Audience, let me say something on a personal note. Clay is noted for getting things done. He's a very interactive guy. He's a very smart guy. He's a very technology-oriented guy. And when I was saying interact with Clay, Clay will interact with you. He wants to listen and hear you, and he'll take what he learns from you and apply it and try to solve problems. That's one of the things I really like about you, Clay.
Well, I appreciate that, Dan. That means a lot, and I try. And, you know, what I also learned about having never run for a political office is, you know,
that's a good thing.
Yes, it is a good thing, and expectations, managing those expectations is really important because I do care, and I want to find the solution, but the mayor isn't Superman, and none of the council people that serve are Superman or Superwoman, but we have to communicate, and we have to collaborate. And once we get down on that level, that's where real change occurs.
Well, Clay, I hope I can have you in the studio on a frequent basis to kind of keep us apprised of what's going on in the city. Ladies and gentlemen, Clay McGinnis, the new councilman from District 7 here in Montgomery. Again, Clay, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Dan and Joey. Y'all have a good one.
You too, Clay.
Thanks. Clay McGinnis, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
best in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I want to thank Clay McGinnis for calling in. Yeah, I should keep an eye on this young man. He is going to be in the leadership of this city. Very, very sharp. Thinks completely different, and he's got a good grasp of blending government and resources to kind of get things working. Really knows collaboration, too. So I expect big things from Clay McGinnis. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Soldier Boy.
Dan?
How are you?
Joey?
Hello.
It's like a roll call.
Roll call, I like that.
Hey, first thing I got to say before I say anything, you guys, no matter what anybody says on your radio station, you guys have the best bumper music, period. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That's all, Joey.
Well...
See, I don't even see it as a competition. I just, ooze greatness,
that.
You know.
No, I like that. Daddy said it ain't bragging if you can back it up, son. Right, that's true. Right. Second thing is Sweet Creek. Went there, had my favorite sandwich, that roast beef. Unbelievable. They toast those buns. Best sandwich in town. And, you know.
I got to try that roast beef. I've had several people. When you called in about that, I had several people since then have told me that roast beef is great.
And unbelievable.
Now, you do it on the toasted bread?
Yes. Oh, they toast the buns on there. Mm-hmm. I don't have to even ask it, but they'll toast the buns for you. And that thing comes out, I mean, the cheese, the lettuce, the tomato, that spicy mustard's going on, piled with roast beef. And then Mr. Ingram is nice enough to give veterans a 10% discount on any purchases there. Shout out to him for the bets.
Yeah, they've got the Boston butt on sale, $35 for $25. And then Fresh Market is doing ribs on Monday, from 10 to 2, and then on Monday 10 to 2, and on Saturday from 10 to 2 for game day. Now, how much alcohol did you have during the Florida-Miami game during some of those kind of
times? Well, I had a shot of tequila every time we sacked, so we had 10 sacks, so I was wasted.
There you go. Well, I tell you what. If Miami would not have goofed up a couple of times, that end of that game could have been very, very different.
Could have been a close game. Yeah, we had some missed tackles. We're a little sloppy. That can be corrected, you know. We got four freshmen on the front line of those six boys. They had a little problem getting a little push. They'll get better as, you know, get experience. But I think people are going to be surprised about Miami. They're going to give Clemson a run for their money in the ACC tournament.
Really?
I think so. They looked pretty good, you know, they didn't give up either.
And the thing was, the score was defined by the mistakes they made, particularly that punt reception that they dropped and y'all picked up and went in for the touchdown. That was the game right there.
Yeah, they missed that field goal, 20-yard field goal. Me and you, Dan and Joey, could have made that one.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not after the 10 shots of tequila, but, you know. Oh, I'd be lucky to point after, really. Hey, my. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I voted last night for Mr. Love.
Yeah, JC.
And I did. And because I thought he was the best candidate. I mean, he was polished. He got great answers, had great vision. I was just impressed. But here's my question. Is he in the runoffs or just the top two?
He is just the top two.
So his voters are going to be very important along with the generals then.
Right.
Which direction do you think they're going to go, Dan?
I don't know. As a J.C. Love person, you tell me.
Well, that's a good one. You know, I'm just not a big fan of... Well, first of all, it took almost 3 hours to get the election results last night. What was that? What's the scoop on that?
Well... The thing that it wasn't the city elections that were the problem. The fact that we did not know by 10:30 who had won the Charlotte Meadows Michael Fritz race and didn't have any numbers on it whatsoever.
Right.
That was the problem.
Now, was that controlled by Mr. Ojo's little responsibility area?
That was Stephen Reed's responsibility area.
That is his responsibility. That doesn't look too good. We can't even get vote results in a timely manner, but he wants to run our city.
There it is in a nutshell.
Yeah, in a nutshell, it's pretty much. It was just kind of sad. I think he should have stepped down, too, also. That conflict of interest. He's running and controlling the elections, and yet he's a part of it. I think that just showed, it should have been, I think he should have stepped down.
Stepped down from the office?
Well, the office of probate, yes.
That's asking a lot of a constitutionally elected person.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, I guess could you do the same thing if you're running for president and you're the governor? Should you step down or you should be running around instead of governing your state and doing the presidential election?
Have you heard of a guy named George Corey Wallace?
Yes, I have heard of him.
Yeah, he's. You remember what he did? You remember he could leave the state, but he had to return by every 30 days, and he would just come in just to land the airplane, go get something to drink at the coffee shop at Daly Field, and then he would get back on the plane and go campaign.
Kind of like the general. I heard the general lives in Pike Road, but he got a physical residence in Montgomery just for the election.
That is correct.
Oh, and you know, something last night, I listened to Laura Ingraham two nights ago. It was interesting. She was talking about a U-Haul. If you take a U-Haul and pick it up in Houston and drive it to L.A., it's $1,040. But if you take it from L.A. to Houston, it's over $4,500. The same trip.
Yeah, I haven't
heard. Shows you.
I haven't heard those numbers, but it is. It's twice the amount.
Yeah, it's over. It was over twice. She was talking about it, and she said it was because of all the regulations and all the taxes and this and that and everything. I don't know how those people can afford to live in California overtaxed.
Yeah, actually the reason is that you have so many trucks and trailers that are leaving California, and what they have to do is they have to pay to get them back. And so if you don't have somebody coming to California, then they got to pay to get it shipped back, and that's what the problem is.
So let me ask you about last night's elections. Any surprises, Dan?
Yeah, several. Arturo Davis didn't do well at all.
I was expecting that, and I listened to you earlier, and I think you hit it right on the nose, running against the mayor and not running strong and then flip-flopping back and forth towards the election last time.
Yeah, it's I would say that some of the biggest surprises, I think the general did better than he did better than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I knew J.C. Love was coming on strong, and he was not a surprise. Elton Dean only getting 4% of the vote, that is pretty bad. Arturo only getting 4% of the vote, that was pretty bad.
What do you think Mr. Love could have done better?
Started earlier and had another $100,000.
The Bank of Dan.
Yeah.
No interest rate.
Yeah, let me tell you something. In this whole thing, there's organization and then there's communications, but you have to have both of those. We just talked to young man Clay McGinnis. He didn't run any ads that I know of other than digital ads, but he had a great ground game, and he did very similar to what we did with my mother, and where we're doing door-to-door and putting signs out and really talking to people and collecting data on them, and he did that and did a great job.
Grassroots.
Yep.
Targeted.
It's all about
targeted certain areas, too. And I noticed one thing. Mr. Glenn Pruitt did an excellent job on the ground, too. He was highly organized, had his crew out there, knocking on my doors in my neighborhood and everything, got to speak to Glenn and everything. But he didn't take that race, for granted. He went out there and pounded the ground.
Yeah, and that's why he was the largest vote getter of any councilman.
Yeah, that was real smart on his behalf. Never sit back and just assume anything. Go out there and work as if it's your first time in running for the office.
Well, one thing you can say about Glenn Pruitt is Glenn Pruitt is a hard worker. I mean, he is tenacious.
What is his nickname, Gator?
I don't know.
I think that's it. He knows what I'm talking about. All right, gentlemen, thank you for letting me spit out my two cents and listening to me ramble on.
So who does Florida play this weekend?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm just still trying to survive last one.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. But what happened to Alabama's running back, Stan?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, I heard two of them got in some trouble, and they're not going to be playing the first half of the game.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's all over the news, everything. So that's interesting. And Duke doesn't have a shabby team.
Duke can play, but I'm not sure they can play at an Alabama level. But we'll see in the fullness of time.
All right. You have a great weekend and have a great Labor Day.
Will do. Enjoy that roast beef sandwich from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Maybe take advantage of that. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Steve Rappaport. Dorian strengthening to a hurricane with winds at 75 miles per hour. Forecasters warning Dorian could become a Category 3 storm before it reaches the U.S. mainland.
It's really spared what we thought could be the worst in Puerto Rico. We'll see some flooding in Puerto Rico, but then the bigger storm is really potentially impacting mainland USA sometime this weekend.
Fox News meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. The Department of Veterans Affairs investigating nearly a dozen patient deaths at a VA hospital in West Virginia.
82-year-old Army veteran Felix McDermott had already been dead and buried for 18 months when his body was exhumed last October. There was suspicion that he and up to 10 other patients had not died of natural causes but may have been murdered. An autopsy on the exhumed body confirmed the suspicions of a homicide.
Fox's Doug McElway in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a frontal system moving through the state that's going to deliver some nicer air, so the risk of showers will depart early. Otherwise, look for lots of sunshine, low 90s today, lower humidity by tonight and tomorrow. You will definitely feel the difference, and a little cooler, low 68 tonight. Tomorrow's high, 92 with tolerable humidity, and then down to 67 first thing on Friday morning. That'll feel nice. Still a dry day on Friday, and then random storms return over the upcoming Labor Day weekend, including all that humidity as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Gotta give Lainey, the queen of the Harriet, too, happy birthday greetings from the Dan Morris Show. Lainey, happy birthday, my dear.
Happy birthday, Lainey.
Fun to have a birthday. Hope she has, hope they shoot fireworks off for her. Let's see here. Where are we? Let's go to, let's go to the phones, and then we'll get into this new subject here. Jim?
Jim, yes.
Jim, how are you, my friend?
Pretty good. Hey, Florida doesn't play this weekend. They moved their game that was supposed to be this weekend to last week, so they have a bye week.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the information.
Yeah, they were originally scheduled this weekend, but they wanted to do that kickoff thing, so they did that. So, Dan, you I know you don't believe this. Either I forgot it or I never really knew it, but I did not know that Stephen Reed was Joe Reed's son.
Really? How'd you miss that?
I don't know. Of course, I live in Prattville, so thank God. And I tell you, Dan, I just got one question. How are they going to keep Joe's fingers out of the pie?
Well, I'll have to say that that is something that's on a lot of people's minds.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I mean, the man's a crook. I mean, every time you drive by the Acrodome there, you say, hey, what happened to that name on there? But, okay, well, we got plenty of houses over here in Prattville for y'all people want to move over here.
So that sucking sound is going to be everybody moving to Prattville and we're talking?
that might influence a few people, Dan. I mean, I hope everything works out good, but, you know, I lived in Montgomery for about 30, since 84, so I know all right about Joe Reed.
Oh, yeah. Well, the amazing thing is the... Yeah, Stephen Reed ran a good campaign, but Stephen Reed also had a campaign mechanism behind him that very few people have, and particularly when they're running for their first shot at mayor. But I don't know. I'm just not sure that West Montgomery is going to turn out the vote the way that that East and other parts of Montgomery can turn out.
Yeah, it's you know, I was surprised that that Wood got that many votes.
Yeah, I tell you what, if we would not have started with as many candidates, if we would have had all these paper wannabes running, and we'd had some more serious at the top, if Eddie Kroll would not have been in that race, I think that David Woods probably would have done a lot better.
Yeah, too many candidates, and just you know, I know old Hobson's a good friend of yours, but that Hobson, it's time to retire from. What did you get? 91 votes.
Yeah, I just, you know, these people that run just for the sake of running, it messes the process up.
Yeah.
Because what it does is, because of fairness, you don't want to exclude anybody. And and what you do is you end up not doing things. You know, the only people we had on the show were people that contacted us and wanted to be on the show. If you didn't contact me, you didn't get on the show.
Yeah.
I didn't reach out to anybody.
I was kind of surprised about Archer too. I think he just needs to forget about it. He's just not gonna. You know, I believe he probably would have made a good mayor, but he just doesn't have any support at all.
Yeah, his day is coming and gone, and it's one of those the way you begin your journey politically has a lot to do with the way you end your journey politically. Watch Clay McGinnis. He is beginning his journey in the right way. He's starting out a winner. He's going to bring some good things to the table, very much in the Dick Brubaker method of things. And and you're going to watch the way he begins is going to tell you a lot about the way he's going to end. I think that Artur Davis, when he ran against Todd Strange 4 years ago, that just didn't come across well. And then I think he had some mishaps during the campaign. And the people in West Montgomery didn't like him. People in East Montgomery didn't like him. Therefore, you only get a handful of votes.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. He's a very smart guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What is the date of the runoff?
I think it's October, 8th or something like that.
Yeah, double check it.
So right down the street here. How about the fact that we have Alabama, Georgia, LSU, and Florida, four teams in the top eight rankings in the AP top 25. Four SEC teams in the top eight. That's pretty remarkable. Well,
yeah, it just shows you the strength of the SEC. I'll have a nice relaxed weekend this weekend, Dan, because Florida's already played and won their game. I'll take any win, you know.
Yeah,
right? It's an ugly one. That's right. But this weekend, I don't have to worry about them. I can just sit back and watch all the other games. Hope Auburn can take care of Oregon. I ain't worried about Duke, Dan. I know you're a big Dukie, but I don't think they've got a chance.
I know. I've never, in my wildest imaginations, have ever said that.
Well, and just
no, I know it. I'm just
the runoff is October 8th, Jim.
It is October 8th.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I didn't kill those brain cells. Yeah, you guys have got your next thing. You got UTM, and then you got UK, then Tennessee, and then you guys have got Auburn, and then after Auburn, you have LSU. Then after LSU, you have South Carolina.
Yeah.
But the LSU game, that's going to be a heck of a game.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to the my oldest daughter, I might have told you, she bought tickets for me and her. We're going to the Auburn-Florida game.
Oh, wow.
Get down in Gainesville. Yeah, I hadn't been there in years. I'll have to get you some pictures of me standing.
The swamp, I've been to the swamp. It's something.
Yeah, last time I was there, Dan, you were probably...
Eight.
About eight or nine years.
Well, I want to tell you something. There are a couple of, I love to go to college football games for the legendary college football game. Doing the Swamp is right up there with doing Death Valley. Everybody must go to an LSU game because those are some crazy people. Same thing down in the Swamp. It's impossible to have that much alcohol in one place.
Yeah, it's amazing. More people aren't, more fights and stuff don't break out. But it's pretty neat. It's something else. The last big game I've been to at all, it was the last time Florida beat Florida State back in the last time they beat them. I think it was in 11 or 12. My daughter and me went down to Tallahassee. Now that's one you don't really want to do, Dan.
Yeah, I've done the Florida State before too, and the guy who had the spear who came out was Burt Reynolds, and I was sitting there and I was going like, the place went wild. Burt Reynolds held up the spear and to one side of the crowd and everybody, and then to the other, and then he took it, it's flaming, and he takes it and he throws it into the ground, and that stadium erupted. And I said, we're gonna get our butts kicked.
Yeah, it's there's nothing like being there, you know, at a game live.
Oh no, that's a great place.
Can't do it. All right, well, y'all have a good afternoon, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, appreciate you. Let me go to a break. Coming back to James, then Duke, right after this.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Yeah, Joey, you guys have got, I mean, this is amazing. You got Texas A&M on the 21st of September.
Okay.
Then Mississippi State at Mississippi. No, Mississippi State in Auburn. Then you have Florida. Then you have Arkansas. Then LSU.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like, that's back-to-back top tens. Almost back-to-back top tens. Then Mississippi, Ole Miss, then UGA, then Samford, which is a bye, and then Alabama. That's some
Yeah, but we've beat them before.
I know, you beat them again. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. God bless America and good luck, Montgomery, Alabama.
How are you today?
I'm just tickled to death to be alive, man.
There you go.
I wanted to say, last mayoral election in Montgomery, someone on a talk radio program, and it was not you, rebuked a couple of people for making comments about they were not from Montgomery. And the person said, well, you don't have any business in talking about it. But we do, because we spend a great deal of our money in Montgomery, Alabama. It's very important to local areas what goes on in Montgomery, Alabama, because you're our city. You know, us out in the country, we have to come to Montgomery, a lot of us, the doctors and lawyers and whatever. So, you know, what goes on in the government of Montgomery is not just important to Montgomery, but it's also very important to the surrounding areas. So we want Montgomery to prosper, and because we depend on Montgomery. And, you know, I just I'm not real sure. I've heard some not so complimentary comments about the gentleman that will be running in the runoff, one of them. The other one I've heard pretty good things about. But of course, he was handed a great deal of things from his, well, both of them's father helped them both out a great deal, I think. But anyway, that's just my thought about the thing.
Well, I'm in absolute agreement with you on that Montgomery should be important to the surrounding communities, because Montgomery is kind of the centerpiece, and if we're doing well, y'all are doing well, and you're going to do better. And so it's very reciprocal.
Well, Montgomery is a great place. I lived in Montgomery a couple of times and enjoyed it. Police, I felt, you know, protected. Of course, this was like 20 years ago, but still, Montgomery, to me, is a great town, very historical town, and, you know, the government there. So, I wish Montgomery, I'll get this out in a minute,
We need to kind of speed it along here, James. Anything else?
Anyway, that's it.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say. Good luck, Montgomery.
Thank you. Let me go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, I ran into a friend of mine that drinks coffee. He's a retired truck driver. He's black, but he voted for the general, and he doesn't like Stephen Ree worth a toot, and he told me that he's not even going to vote for David Woods or him in the next cycle in 6 weeks, and it kind of surprised me. So I don't know. I was just thinking, how many other people are like that?
Well, I hope it's not a bunch, because the more engaged and involved you are, the better government you get.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go. Can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Give me a month and day of birth.
It's 8/8.
You got it.
Thank you, Joey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Guys, don't forget, Dan Black Studios going to give you a telephone number, because there's a 50% off waiting on you at 334-279-6036 on VHS, Beta, 8mm that you get converted over to digital. Dan at Dan Black Studios, 334-279-6036. Let's go to Chad. Chad, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you, my friend?
Dan the man. 31.22% voter turnout. 31.22%.
Wow.
If people don't get out and vote, then you get what you get.
There you go.
You know, there's 139,630 registered voters in Montgomery, and only 43,593 voted. You know, that's your number right there.
And, well, I think some of the numbers I've looked at, first of all, the voter turnout to population over in West Montgomery was not even that good.
No, it's in the 20s, 25, 26.
And the question's going to be, you know, who did the general take votes from, and who did J.C. Love take votes from? And will those votes return back, will return to somebody? And I don't know the answer of that right now, but I think we'll find out in the fullness of time.
Well, I know this. If David Wood wants to win, he's going to have to get every vote, and he's also going to have to be honest and be aggressive and go after Stephen Reed.
Yeah.
And the first thing he can do is talk about what a crappy job they did tabulating the votes. Because there were all sorts of problems this morning. They didn't get the final printout until this afternoon.
Yeah, it's...
There were two precincts where they did not post the tapes last night.
Well, they...
Cleveland and Beulah.
He's got a Beulah?
Yes.
Really? That's a huge box.
Yeah. You think?
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Two didn't have thing, and, you know, I mean, there were all sorts of problems, I think. From what I understand, they were raising, you know, the Board of Registrars was down there raising hell, saying, where's our results?
That's good. They need you to.
Well, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, I don't have anything against Steve Ring, but if you're running the probate office and this is an election.
Well, I can tell you one thing. The guy who's the election chief, he shouldn't be there. He's the guy who lost his law license. That is the appointee that Stephen Reed brought in. And that's what I worry about in Montgomery City government, that they're going to bring in folks that are friends but not good at what they're doing, which is just the opposite of who is there now.
So if you were to give Wood advice, what would you say to him? Three things you could tell him.
Hire David Mallory.
Yeah.
Raise a whole bunch of money. Change your ground game. Actually, get a ground game that is very aggressive, and get out there. I mean,
and get your ballot security squared away.
Yeah, get your ballot security squared. That's exactly right.
All right, my friend. I just saw it. Just on another topic, real quick. I just saw they've shifted the track of that hurricane. They're thinking it's going to pop back out into the Gulf, hit Florida in the mid section to the south. As a major hurricane, and then back out into the Gulf, and guess where it curves back into? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, there's still a lot of time, so I'm not trying to panic anybody, but it's definitely shifting south on Florida now, and they're definitely talking about it popping back out into the Gulf, you know, on Tuesday or so.
Well, the Live and Fear Doppler radar and Rich Thomas weather reports will be on top of it, Chad.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Rich is the man.
Chad,
all right, guys. You guys have a great one.
You have a great one yourself. Wes, I'm sorry I didn't get to you. I am out of time. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for the TGIF Eve edition of the Dan Morris Show. Don't forget, ribs Saturday and Monday, Fresh Market, $25 for a Boston butt at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Get in on that drawing. This is the weekend to win that one. Guys, be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12. We're going to keep doing it until I get it right. Gregory Doe the Great. He's next.